Hello, nutrition and wellness students. Congratulations on successfully finding your assignment on our Classroom Weebly site. I hope you enjoy the Bavarian music that began both yesterday and today's podcast, as I will be using it for all nutrition and wellness podcasts. Yesterday, you listened to the podcast as a group with Mrs. Hobbs, and today you will be listening on your own. If you have both earbuds in right now, you should take one out. Only having one earbud in at a time will allow you to also hear what is going on around you. Please tuck the other earbud into the front of your shirt to muffle the sound and not cause confusion to the person next to you. You will have plenty of class time to work on this assignment. I have allowed a lot of additional time because you are all at different levels of knowledge and comfort using Google Docs and the Chromebooks. When you're finished with the assignment, I would like you to please tell Mrs. Hobbs that you are finished, and I would like you to work on any additional work you may have for other classes. I know you are all excited to see what the Chromebooks can do, and I encourage you to explore. However, it is important that you remember the acceptable use policy and understand that the Chromebooks are a school-issued tool to aid in your academic achievement. At any time during the instructions, you may pause, rewind, or restart the podcast. To begin your assignment, I would like you to navigate to your Google Drive. Click the red New button on the top left side of the home screen. You will select Create a New Folder. Please title this folder Nutrition and Wellness. You will keep all of your files, documents, and forms for nutrition and wellness in this folder. The folder has been created when it shows up on your home screen in the center area. Double-click the folder to open it. It should tell you in gray letters and a document symbol that you can drop files in, or you can add files. Now we are going to do just that. On the left side of your screen is an icon of two people and the words shared with me. Please select that option. It should have taken you to a new screen. These are the documents that are shared with you. So someone sent you a document. In this case, it was me. This document should be titled Google Docs for Nutrition and Wellness. Right-click on this document and select the Make a Copy option. It's about halfway down. This is going to make a copy of the document I just shared with you. If you do not make a copy and you just open the document the way it is, then we will all be typing on the same document. We don't want that. So please make a copy. In the bottom left of your screen, a dialog box appeared and it was black in color with light colored words. This box will tell you that it is making a copy of the document. And then when the copy has been made, it will say that it has created a copy and gives you two options. Those options are locate or undo. You want to click locate. This will take you to the document tile or list. It depends on how you have had it set up. It doesn't matter to me if you have tiles or a list, but please remember that if yours doesn't look just like someone else's, that's okay. You need to organize it in the way that works best for you. You will now right-click on the document and select Move To. This is a folder icon. Naturally, you want to move it to the Nutrition and Wellness folder you just made. Please select the box beside Nutrition and Wellness, and then click the blue Move button, and then the prompt screen will disappear. You are now in the Nutrition and Wellness folder with the document, and you can open the document and type in your answers. The reason you can type is because I shared it with you and gave you editing privileges when I shared it. Please leave the question prompts on the document and just type your answer underneath the question. The toolbar should look similar to Microsoft Word and be pretty easy to navigate. If you're having trouble, please ask a table mate or Mrs. Hobbs. And remember that Google Docs saves automatically, so you will not find a save button when the document is completed. You have another step after completing the assignment, so don't forget to restart this podcast for further instructions. Please pause the podcast and complete the assignment. Okay, you have just completed the assignment, and now you're going to share it. While the document is open, you will go to the blue box at the top right of the screen. It has a lock icon on it, and it says Share on the blue button. Click Share. A dialog box will open. In the box that asks for email addresses, please enter my address as well as the email address of a person to the left of you at your table. My email address is katayor@usd479.org. Most of you have the first letter of your first name and then your last name at usd479.org, just like I do. However, if there's someone else at school that has the same first letter as you do and last name, then your email address and their email address may be slightly different. So please double check with the person that is sitting on the left of you at your table what their email address is. After you have the email addresses put in, you will then look on the right side of your dialog box. There's a pencil icon and the words Can Edit. Please click on that box and change it to Can Comment. Sometimes you'll want the person or people that you are sharing your document with to edit, but that means they can make changes. Sometimes we want the people we share with to only view. They won't be able to comment or edit, only look. Since we are allowing comments, we will be able to see, but not edit. Only add words to the right-hand side. Your homework for tonight is to open the document that is shared with you by your tablemate and make one comment. It is expected that you will share constructive criticism or positive commentary. I will also comment on your documents since you are sharing them with me. To comment, you will open the document that was shared with you and select the button on the top right titled Comments, the one next to the Share button. And then you will click Add a Comment in the box that opens. After clicking the Comment button, your words will be saved on the right side of the document along with a timestamp. That way I can see that you did it, not 5 minutes before class time, unless, of course, that's when you got internet, because I realize that this is the first class period of the day, and some of you don't have internet at home. I completely understand, and that's something we need to work out before class so that I'm not docking you points for little things such as comments. If you have any problems with this assignment, you can email me and I will try to respond by this evening when I return from the conference. If you do not receive a shared document by the end of school today, please email me and let me know. Remember that when you send an email, you should put Nutrition and Wellness, the name of our class, in the subject line so that I will know which class you are in. Many of you are in multiple facts classes this year, and this will help both of us stay organized. I hope you enjoyed this assignment today and learned a little more about Google Docs and the Chromebooks. Sharing documents is a big thing that we will be doing in class, and so I would like you to be familiar with it. Have a great day and a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye now.